Let's look at the impact of humanity on the Earth system from 1780 up to the Industrial Revolution. There are limited data sources available for this period, so we'll focus on selected indicators and their narrative. Looking at population, rough information is available. Since the modern Homo sapiens rose 160,000 years ago, most of this history was characterized by hunter-gatherer communities. During this period, the human population was very sparse, with only 1 to 5 million on the planet. In 8000 BC, agriculture was developed simultaneously in different parts of the world. This marks the change from the Pleistocene to the Holocene era. Because of a growing and more secure food supply, there was a steady increase in world population. The population grew from 1 to 5 million in 8000 BC to around 1,000 million, or billion, in 1800. Furthermore, the agricultural revolution facilitated the development of villages and cities, as well as the rise of complex civilizations around the world. The steady rise of population was interrupted by some declines. One interruption was the Black Death in Europe, which occurred around 1350. During this time, a third of the European population died, according to population statistics. Nevertheless, the long-term trend of population growth was not affected. Up until the Industrial Revolution, the economic development and gross domestic product, GDP, was dominated by agricultural productivity. Prior to industrialization, GDP growth was small. It took 1,800 years for GDP to triple because of the low level of economic activity. GDP production during this time was closely linked to the population. More than three-quarters of the GDP was produced in China and India. For this period, there's limited information on resource consumption. Around 1700, energy consumption doubled from the early agricultural societies as they used fire for cooking and heating. In addition, they used animal power for agricultural production and transport. First attempts to tap the power of wind were so small they can't be compared with current standards.